And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ, continuing our conversations with the local sheriff's candidates in Tuesday's primary election. We're speaking now with Clayton Brendel. Appreciate the time. First off, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Ty.
So let's start with just kind of the most general question there is. Give me a rundown of why you decided to run for Mercer County Sheriff this year.
Actually, Ty, the long and the short of it boils down to Mercer County's been very good to me, and I feel like I'd like to give back to the county. Some of the parents of the school, being the school resource officer, encouraged me to do it. Some of the other people in the county have encouraged me to do it, and I didn't put too much thought into it till I really got the encouragement, and then now that I thought about it, it's the right step for me.
Can you give a rundown of kind of your experience and background in law enforcement and how that has led you to wanting to run for sheriff?
I came to Mercer County basically in the early 2000s, and I've worked for the county in one form or another ever since. I really enjoy doing the job, and one of the things that's brought me here to the experience level is that I've been a chief of police in two different towns under four different mayors, and it's given me over 11 years of experience as an administrator on a little bit smaller agency level.
So, you know, for you, when you look at, you know, hopefully taking this position over, if you're able to win the election, just what are some of the biggest issues you think that need to be addressed locally?
Every area has drug concerns. We want to try to get that, try to continue to fight that and get the people the help that they need. Some of the other things that we want to look at is obviously traffic safety. We've had some accidents on 67, some fatalities, and we want to try to work with the Department of Transportation to try to reduce the number of fatalities, and maybe through public service announcements, talk to people about driver safety and not passing stop school buses and helping to do their part to keep the roads safe.
So what are some, you know, strategies for you to get done what you want to accomplish, and also, you know, if there's anything you want to make sure that the public is aware of?
One of the things I want to make sure that the public is aware of is that your vote does count, and get out and vote. It does count. It makes a difference. Let your voice be heard. And then on top of that, some of the things that, I'd try to get accomplished through applying for grants if they're available, and doing hire backs, obviously working with the Department of Transportation to improve road safety. Some of the things that that's just kind of a grand scheme of things, but continuing to serve the public in a professional and safe manner.
In your eyes, what sets you apart as a candidate in this election for sheriff?
Well, Ty, as people have asked me, aren't most of you police officers trained pretty much the same? And well, the answer to that is generally, yes, we are. One of the things that sets me apart from the other candidates is not only, that I do have experience as an administrator, but that now I'm kid tested and parent approved.
And really just the last thing I have for you, how familiar are you with the county, with the area that you are hoping to serve if elected?
Well, like I said, Ty, I've worked here in Mercer County for over two decades, and I would consider myself fairly knowledgeable about the county and how to find my way around. The citizens, we have a lot of good citizens here, and I truly believe that if we have an issue, the citizens will bring it to our attention, and they will work with us to rectify whatever we can, get rectified.
Clayton Brendel, thanks so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ty.